From Vatican City, Catholic News Service presents Vatican Voices, conversations with church leaders and experts on the life and times of the universal church today.
At least in the contemporary Western world, if not throughout the entire world, the human imagination concerning both religious faith and ethics is largely shaped by mass media. Western mass media is extraordinarily effective in fostering within the general public enormous sympathy for beliefs and practices that are at odds with the gospel.
Father Robert Prevost, prior general of the Augustinian Order, spoke with Catholic News Service about the role of mass media in Western society and the tensions between the church and secular culture.
Religion is at best tolerated by mass media as tame and quaint when it does not actively oppose positions on ethical issues that the media have embraced as their own. However, when religious voices are raised in opposition to these positions, mass media can target religion, labeling it as ideological and insensitive in regard to the so-called vital needs of people in the contemporary world. The sympathy for anti-Christian lifestyle choices that mass media fosters is so brilliantly and artfully ingrained in the viewing public that when people hear the Christian message, it often inevitably seems ideological and emotionally cruel by contrast to the ostensible humaneness of the anti-Christian perspective. Catholic pastors who preach against the legalization of abortion or the redefinition of marriage are portrayed as being ideologically driven, severe, and uncaring because their audiences contrast their message with the sympathetic, caring tones of media-produced images of human beings who, because they are caught in morally complex life situations, opt for choices that are made to appear as healthful and good.
When compared with the secular media, the church's views on certain moral and ethical issues come off as insensitive. However, Father Prevost says the media's distortion of reality contradicts the teachings of the church.
If the new evangelization is going to counter these mass media-produced distortions of religious and ethical reality successfully, pastors, preachers, teachers, and catechists are going to have to become far more informed about the context of evangelizing in a world dominated by mass media. It is not sufficient for the church to own its own television media or to sponsor religious films. The secular media will always be stronger in this field. And while it is vital that the church be actively engaged in and with the media, we cannot successfully compete with the secular media.
In this David and Goliath story, how is the church supposed to overcome the secular dominance of the media? For Father Prevost, it is of vital importance to win people back from the spectacle of mass media.
The church has recognized, after the experience of the past 50 years, that we should not be trying to create spectacle, if you will, theater, just to make people feel interested in something which in the end is very superficial and not profound, not meaningful in their lives. What liturgy should be about, what faith should be about, is somehow coming in contact with that mystery, if you will, the mystery of God who is love, God who dwells within us, God who is indeed present in humanity and who has revealed himself through Jesus Christ. The way to discover God is not really through spectacle. And I think many times people have been maybe misled. People have gone looking for God in ways that in the end have been proven to be sidetracked and not really essential in terms of discovering the mystery, if you will, the truth about who God is and what experience of living a life of faith is about.
Father Prevost says it's not the church's duty to offer spectacle as the mass media does. Rather, the church offers truth. This has been a report from Catholic News Service's Vatican Voices.